Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 11 minutes now before the top of the hour. CBS News comes up at 6 o'clock. With us, as he is a couple of times each month, is our regular contributor, Desmond Adams. This is the second time we've heard from Desmond this week. I happened to run into him at the Working Families Summit in Ames this past weekend, and he was working and listening to people on all kinds of issues up there. Most importantly, at that point, when I caught up with him, he was visiting with Larry Cohen, who is the president of the Communication Workers of America, and he was talking about TPP. And so I said, hey, Desmond, what are you learning here? And he happened to tell me. Welcome back to the News Hour, Desmond. Great to see you.
Michael, it's always a pleasure.
So, how you been? Where have you been?
You know, I'm well. I just got back in town from traveling to Minneapolis for a recent speaking engagement.
Really?
I did. But if you mind, if I can take a moment of personal privilege, or professional privilege, a stalwart, formerly of our community, has unfortunately passed away, and I just wanted to acknowledge him for a moment.
Who's that?
That is Dr. Michael Mick Ferrari.
Oh, from Drake.
Yes. Dr. Ferrari, affectionately referred to as Mick, and I refer to Dr. Ferrari as Mick as well, was the president at Drake University from 1985 to 1998. And unfortunately, he passed away on May 15th at the young age of 75 after a hard-fought battle with pancreatic cancer.
Never. Yeah.
I tell you, it's... I have very, very fond memories of Dr. Ferrari, of Mick. Very few people know that the reason I was able to get into law school at Drake University was because of a written letter from Michael Ferrari to his own university law school. It's a two-page document, and in that document, he stated that I was in the top 5% of students in his academic career that he had high regard for.
Hmm.
Pretty high praise for
from the president of the university.
I was able to somehow get into such a prestigious institution. So I just have that set my life. One of the pillars that set my life on the path in which I've been able to go on to this day.
A pivotal moment for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Very pivotal moment. Yeah. Very, very pivotal moment. We used to meet collectively as the student body representatives at Drake University once a month at his home, at his residence, and he would just ask us questions. He'd say, "What guys, girls, what's going on? What's happening? What don't I know? What aren't my what are my team members and my executives and my leadership team not sharing with me from the ground?"
Smart man,
very smart. And after this, for an entire year, I came up to him one day and I said Mick, because he preferred for us to call him Mick. We had built a relationship to that regard. And he said, "Yes, Desmond." I said, "Well, I was thinking about law schools," and he looked at me, smiled. And he said, "Well, have you thought about ours?" And I said, "Well, I have, but I'm not necessarily sure I can get into our law school, very frankly." But he said, "Well, you should look at it." And
without giving you the
he didn't absolutely
no said, secret sign
here. none whatsoever. He said, "You should look at it." And so I came back the next month, and I said that I plan to apply. And I looked him in his eye and. At I don't know how old I was, maybe 19, 20 years old. I mean, here it is, this guy that dropped out of high school, has a GED, went to Job Corps, started a community college, and goes to William Penn, transfers to Drake, and now...
Wants to go to law school.
Wants to go to law school. Who in the world would believe this guy, this kid? How dare you? How dare you you be so ambitious? But I was.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, "Mick, would you mind writing a recommendation letter for me?" He looked me in my eyes and he said, "Absolutely, Desmond, I will." And of course, being a ambitious and rather brash 19, 20-year-old kid, I asked him if he would write a recommendation letter to several other law schools just in case I can't get in Drake Law School. And he was so kind that he did that. And, he actually, he wrote 10 different law schools. And out of the 10, I selected Drake University, and I entered Drake University. And it, I still hold that letter true. It's framed because it was one of the kindest things. And like I said, like you mentioned, a pivotal moment in my my growth.
Absolutely. Neat remembrance of Dr. Ferrari.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. So this past weekend, you were kind of busy. You were in Ames on Saturday, and then you booked to Minneapolis to do some speaking up there. What was going on?
I did, Michael. I tell you, it's been whirlwind for the last few weeks, and I expect that to continue. But I attended the the 26th Annual African American Academic Achievement Award Convocation as their keynote speaker in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's put on by two separate organizations. One is Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the Delta Phi Omega chapter, and then Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I know those guys. Gamma Xi Lambda chapter, but it's the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority that reached out to me, understanding some of the good works that I had done here in Iowa, as well as being a keynote speaker professionally. And I was able to really motivate the kids, and it was enjoyable. We had packed house, packed auditorium, over 100 plus kids were in attendance, not to mention their parents and their families. Quite the instance. And I talked about the Desmond's ABCs. That's what I talked about.
What are those?
Well, in order to achieve, you have to achievement. But in order to achieve, you have to believe. But that belief has to be active. And I know we don't have the time to get into it today.
So you have to be committed?
Well, that's C.
Okay.
That's C.
All right.
You're always in.
I'm just jumping ahead.
I know. Well, you know me well.
Yeah, I do.
So, but in the B part, in the belief part, you have to act as if. Don't wait for the opportunity to present itself before you start to prepare. Prepare as if the opportunity is here today.
Mm.
So read wherever you want to be there.
In your mind.
In your mind. Immediately.
Yeah.
We're not talking about academics. I mean, like some sort of achievement that you need to or some sort of quantifiable jump. Absolutely. Yeah. Change your mind. If you want to be a surgeon, if you want to be a neurosurgeon, then what do neurosurgeons do? What books do they read? Where do they have fun? What do they do? How did they grow themselves? How did they grow their skills? You can immediately do that. Well, Desmond, well, what if I don't know a neurosurgeon? Well, then go to the library and get a book. Or go to the store and purchase a book. Well, what if I don't have a mentor? Purchase a book. Or listen to podcasts on Insight on Business. Whatever it is that you do, but grow yourself as if you are already there. Do not wait so that when the opportunity presents itself, you can launch. And that's the difference. And you have to, that's a belief. It's an active belief, not a passive belief. It's an active belief. And there's a book that I read that talks about if you actively believe and then you commit to that belief, you will achieve whatever it is that you're seeking to achieve.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I imagine that resonated with the students because they're already academically inclined.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there were incredible students, Michael. I met a young lady that is fluent in Mandarin, and she wants to be a neurosurgeon. I said, so you want to be a neurosurgeon in China? I just, you know, it was.
How does that work?
I met a gentleman that turned down going to Harvard to stay in Minnesota, to be close to his family, and to attend Carleton College, which is also a fantastic small private liberal school. But yes, those students really, really enjoyed the aspect that if Desmond Adams can grow to the lengths and heights that he's grown and some of the heights that are in front of me still, if he can do that, and he started as a high school dropout that went to community college and secured a GED, so could you with a 3.0 plus.
So in other words, the opportunity to affect someone's life was given to you when you were up there.
I greatly appreciated it.
So, boy, does that sound like a conversation I had with a friend maybe a week ago?
Quite possibly. It's about changing the world. Let's go.
It is, my friend. Desmond Adams, who comes in at least a couple of times a week to talk, or a couple of times a month to talk about whatever might be on his mind. Thank you very much for coming in, Desmond. Also, in the first half hour, we had David Baruthio in, Michael Leo and Enosh Kelly talking about their European flavor experience going on with their three restaurants. It sounds like a great thing. It happens in July. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayre. For all those people and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT.